Okay, today I want to start talking about Inyanei Chanukah. Okay, we're rapidly approaching Chanukah. Chanukah, I believe, is next Tuesday night. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we have 1 week. 1 week until Chanukah. So let's discuss some Inyanei Chanukah. Everything I'm telling you today is coming from the Sefer Simchas Hamoadim by Rav Simcha Halevi Hollander. We've used this sefer many times. I've not cracked the part of the binding that deals with the laws of Chanukah, so everything here is fresh. No repeats in the section of Chanukah. Hollander. It's a very, very choshev sefer, very beautiful sefer. It explains everything very well. Okay, there are many, many topics. Let's discuss tonight the topic of the Seder, the Lundis, and the various Minhagim of the lighting of the candles. Do we go from left to right, right to left? When do we make the bracha? Which order? And so on and so forth. Now, probably, I'm going to tell you now what probably everyone here in the room does. I assume that the first night you put the menorah on the extreme right. Right? Everyone has a menorah. You have a menorah that's eight holders. And where do you put the first candle? The first candle is on the extreme right. And you make two brachas. Asher, three brachas. The first time, three brachas. Right? I'm sorry. Three brachas. L'halik ner shel Chanukah. She'os anisim lavoseinu ba'yim v'zman hazeh. And shechiyanu. And after you finish all three brachas, you make the bracha before the bracha should be over la'asiyos, and you light the candle. And after you light the candle, then it's done. There's nothing more to do. So then you say haneris halalu, and you're all done. It's very simple. What can you keep? There's very little to go wrong. But there is a little bit to go. There is a chiddush, because I'm telling you to put, what we all do is we put the candle on the extreme right.
Okay, I'm facing you.
Right, so then there's another question. We're not going to go into this. Another question is, where are you facing? So most of us, we face the window. I think that's what 95% of the population does.
You're behind the
menorah. You're facing, the menorah is right up against the window. You are facing the window. You're putting it on the right side of the way you face it. We're not dealing with Mizruch Mariv. No Mizruch Mariv. We're not dealing with the mezuzah and the Pesach. Doesn't make a difference where the front door is. It can be here, it can be there. You go to a window that faces the street. You put down the menorah on the windowsill. And you put in the candle into the extreme most right placeholder. You make a bracha. You're set to go. I think this is what 95% of the people in this room, and probably in America, in Brooklyn, do. And now, by the way, but I'm not going into detail, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not what they do. And there are many reasons why that's not what they do, and then we'll discuss some of it today. There, it's very, very different. There are different factors that have to be taken into consideration to fulfill the mitzvah differently in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But not for now. Now, what do you do the second night? Oh, so the second night's already, there might be some small degree of minhagim, different minhagim, but basically the second night you put in two candles in the extreme right, mm-hmm. the extreme right of the menorah, and you make the bracha on the second candle. Meaning, how do you put it in? Yeah. Does it really make a difference?
Right.
Is there such a thing?
There is a difference.
There is how you put in the set it up.
What did you want first?
There is such a thing. Could be.
I think you put the extreme right in first.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. No, I didn't say that.
I don't know.
Which one you saying talking setting it up? Right. Is there a hack part to how to set it up?
Put in the newest one first.
No, I think you put in the oldest one.
Right.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar
right,
with this.
Then you will light left right.
I don't think it's like your shoes.
These are Kabbalistic things. Okay, I'm not familiar with this. Okay, I didn't appear for that. We're not going to discuss that. Okay, the way you set it up, he wants to say that there is significance in the way you set it up. It can very well be that it's so. But let's not discuss that for now. Let's discuss the seder of making the broth. So most of us, we put in the two narrows and the two extreme right. And then which one do we make the bracha upon? We make the bracha on the new placeholder. And then we go, called Pina Sha'ata Paineh. Lo yehei el aliyamin. So you're making the bracha on the left. On the left, if you have one and two, so the one that is closer to the left, you're making the bracha on the one that's left, because that's the new mahadrin. Mahadrin, you might say for every single night an extra ner, and then you turn to the right. Kol pina sha'ata poine lo yehei el aliyamin. These are the words. These are the words of Chazal. The third night, what do most of us do? We light three neros, and then we make the bracha on the extreme most. a newest one, which is the left, the leftmost one, and then from the left we go to the night before. The night before we just move ahead towards the end of the menorah. We move in a rightward direction towards the end of the menorah, and we do the same thing for all 8 nights of Hanukkah. On the 8th of Hanukkah we light the newest ner, the 8, which now is all the way to the left. We light that ner, and then we go in order 7, 6, 5, 4. We go down on the rightward direction. That is what most of us do. Who says that we should do it like this? Believe it or not, this is what it says in the Mechaber. This is the Shita Samechaber. I'll read the words of the Mechaber. It's in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav Halacha Hey Yaschil Lehadlik Bilel Rishon Biner Hayoser Yemini. Take out your menorah, set up the menorah. 8 placeholders, put a ner into the most rightmost ner. Fine. Uvelel base on the second night of Hanukkah, kisha yosef ner echad somuchlo yasil. The mechaber is clear as day. You shall begin v'yivareich al hanoisaf on the new ner shahu, which is yoser smiley, which is the new ner is to the left. Kidei lihiponois, in order that after you light the first day, you should turn liyamin to the right side. L'chein b'lal gimel kishe yosef oid echad samuch lebeiz neros harishonois yaschil b'noisaf. You begin with the new ner ubo yaschil habracha v'achach yifne l'tzad yamin v'chein b'chol layla nimso shetomid mevorech al hanoisaf shuhu moira al hanes. Why the mechaber here uncharacteristically is giving you a tam? Mechaber normally just tells you, as a matter of fact, this is what you do. Follow instructions. Don't ask questions. Here he's coming to give some flavor to the halacha. Why shuhu moira al hanes shahare b'toisefes hayamim, with the addition to days nitoisef hanes, and with the addition of days the nes became greater and greater. There's something that's bothering the mechaber. The mechaber here is coming to give you a reason why you should light every single night on the additional candle. There's something under his skin that's irritating him, then that's why he feels necessary to tell you this. What is bothering the mechaber? What's bothering him is the gra. The mechaber didn't see the gra, obviously, but the gra came along, and the gra says, I disagree. This whole thing is wrong. I have a whole different understanding of the halacha. I'll read you the words of the gra. Okay, the Rashal, where is this Yudal coming from? Coming from the Mishnah Berurah somewhere. The Mishnah Berurah discussion. The Chinudas Agra. The Gra is Choylek. Shu Choylek al Masha Kosa b'Shulchan Aruch sheyivorech al Hanoisef. What? You're going to make a bracha on the additional care? The additional is just Hidur. It's not the Ikur Mitzvah. The Ikur Mitzvah is the first snare. Wherever you establish the first snare to be, this is the Ikur. Mishum de Haloi.
Just lighting one candle.
What?
The mitzvah is only
one. Exactly. One candle for the whole family. For the whole family. You have 20 children? One ner, that's it, you're done. No Shamus, no menorahs, one ner, you're done. For 20 children, you finished. That's the mitzvah. And wherever you put the first ner on the first night in your menorah that you have established, this is the Ikra mitzvah. The next night when you have number two, ooh, this is a hoisafa, toisefes. That's not when you make a bracha. You make a bracha on the Ikra, not on the tofel. Not on the tofel. Let me read the word, the haloi. Ze ein elo lemahader b'yoyser. Oh, you have a second heir. You're a gavir. You can afford to buy oil for a second heir to mahader. But that's only hidur. That's not the Ikra mitzvah. The yoniach Ikra. Are you going to abandon the Ikur HaMitzvah, the Yivarech HaMeka Bracha Shem Malchus Al Harishus, on something which is only Rishus, optional? The Gam. So what are you going to tell me? But if I'm going to make the Bracha on the Ikur, then I'm going to have to go left. Oh, going left. Kol Pina Shata Poina Lo Yehel Liyamin. You're going to violate the rules of Shulchan Aruch. You always have to go towards the right. So he says, guess what? It's an Aver Lishma. You can do it. You can do it. Why? It doesn't, the Ikur making a bracha, Shema Malchus, does not override an agada, divrei agada, kol pina shatapona lo yehei el yamin. You have to have priorities. The rule of life is you can't have it all. You can't, it's a rule in life, you can't have it all, you have to have priorities. V'gam yishum pinas liyamin, just because of this nice maima chazal, divrei agada, pinas liyamin, yivatel, iker ha-mitzvah, tefach ha-samach le-pesach. Now he throws in here something which already lightens up the whole halach. See, the Gra accidentally threw in a few lines. He wouldn't have said these words over here. Then it would be a whole different ball game. Because I'm trying to allude to, jumping ahead a little bit, is that no one follows the Gra, pretty much. I should take it back. Most of us don't follow the Gra.
But Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, they don't. That's also the Chiddush. Eretz Yisrael, who has been a Yerushalayim, that has been established by the Talmidei HaGra, and you go to Eretz Yisrael today, everything is Gra, 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 they all follow the Minhag HaGra. This minhag, by and large, not everyone, by and large, Ruba de Ruba, they do not follow the Gra. And this has already been observed. Even Brisk, I have over here, we'll go through some of the names in a few moments, they do differently. The Chofetz Chaim himself, they are eyewitnesses that he didn't do either of the buff. We're going to discuss in a few moments, just to bring out different chidushim, different ideas, but it's something to take note. We're just jumping ahead a little bit, that the Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim specifically, Ruba de Ruba, they follow the Minhagi HaGra, because the Yishuv was established 400 years ago by the Talmidei HaGra, and they dominated, at least among the Ashkenazim, and yet, Ruba de Ruba, they don't follow the Minhag HaGra, they follow the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that you go to the left, and then you move ahead. The Gra already revealed why they're not listening to him, because the Gra is dealing with a situation where you're lining the menorah, the tefa, at the tefa chasamuch lepesach. This is a very critical area of halacha which many hold as ma'akef, which in the chutzaritz we do not do, and we'll discuss why we do not do. The mokim hamenorah is to be within a tefach of the pesach. One tefach. L'chatchil, it should be on the left. On the right side, when you're coming into the house, the mezuzah is on the right side. So your menorah is going to be, if you look at the doorway, and you picture the door, and you picture the mezuzah is on the right. On the left is your menorah. Where is your menorah going to be on the left side? Which direction are you lighting? So it really depends. If you're lighting it outside, and you're going into your house, you're lighting it outside, the menorah is going to be positioned in which direction? This gets confusing. Which way are you standing when you're lighting the menorah? L'chor, you're standing with your back. This is, everything is a machlokes, and they're really good to illustrate. Maybe I should do it right now. Maybe make a little illustration over here. Okay, here is
the door.
No, you're not facing. You're facing l'chora, the world.
Same way.
You're facing the world as if you're inside. If you're inside, you sit by the window and you look out to the window. Why? You're facing the world when you make the bracha. L'chora, you're standing by the tefach of the pesach by your door. You're facing the world, and the menorah is set up, and if you're going to go to the extreme, if you're going to light the menorah to the extreme right, that's going, you're going to put the menorah by the door, it's going to be far away from the door. Furthest away. Now you can just move the menorah closer. So the first time it doesn't really make a difference. The first night it doesn't make a difference because you can put them there wherever you want. Okay, but let's leave out these details for a few moments. We'll come back to this. The basic yisod is the Gra holds that you light the old ner. So let's just translate this to the way we light menorah bizman hazeh indoors. We have a menorah, we set up the menorah, we put it in the extreme most right position of the menorah. On the second night of Hanukkah, we put in a second ner into the second lamp. What are you going to light first according to the Gra? You're going to light the first ner. Why the first ner? Because that's the Ikar HaMitzvah. This is the Shita of the Gra. And don't tell me light on the second ner, that's only a Tosefes, that's only a Hiddur. And don't tell me anything about the Kol Pinah Shat HaPoyim, that's not going to be Doicha. So let me just finish up the words. The Levi Amizam Techav Asamach LePesach Ela HaIkar SheYaskel B'Ner HaSamach LePesach Bein Malik B'Yamin HaPesach. And he points out over here, it makes no difference whether you're on the right side of the Pesach, Bein B'Smol, or on the left side of the Pesach. Which means, not every Pesach has a mezuzah. And if there's no mezuzah, then you should put the menorah on the right side. If the Pesach has a mezuzah, then you put the menorah on the left side. If the Pesach does not have a mezuzah, you put the menorah on the right side.
They have a Pesach without a mezuzah.
Because of a chotzer, it's not going to be the Pesach, the door is not going to have a mashkif, or whatever the situation is. You have to construct situations. Okay, let's leave that out for a moment because it gets very confusing. Vivarech al kol alayla alav uvezeh malik uvarech tamid al samach lepesach veal ikar hamitzah ad kan l'shem. Okay, so we have a machlokes between the mechaber and the gra. Now we can go back for the moment and appreciate why the mechaber uncharacteristically gave us the reason for the mitzvah. The mechaber said, I'm not going to tell you just the halacha, I'm going to tell you the reason. The reason why I hold you shall light on the additional keren ner is because basically the additional ner is the ikar hamitzvah. I'm chaylek on the gra, kaviyachol. I hold that every single night when you ate another ner, that additional ner is the ikar hamitzvah. The hiddur is the ikar because it shows that the nes has been nitoisef on this night. Alumnus, the mechaber is giving us the alumnus why he's chaylik on the gra. Halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? Halacha lemaisa. The chazonish, believe it or not, did like the gra. The chazonish followed the shidus hagra, not like the mechaber, and he every night lit the old ner, and he was maisif. That's what it says here. Even though
he didn't light extra candles.
He did light extra candles. The one that he started with is the one on the extreme right. Yeah. And this of the Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he said over that he knows as a fact that of the Chazonish he followed the Shita of the Gra. Okay, now what about Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach? Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said as follows. He took note that it's not the minhag ha'olam. In Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't follow the Gra. The question is, why not? So he explained, because the Gra is only discussing a case when you're lighting at the Pesach. When you're lighting the menorah in the front door, so there are two advantages. The advantage is, the first ner, you have to set up the menorah. Without going into details, I'm a little dizzy, I can't do it myself in my mind. But the first night, and for that matter, all subsequent nights, the ner that you light the first night is going to be the closest to the doorpost. When you put the menorah, there are many parts of the place in the door you can put the menorah. Look, oh, that's one question. Which way are you facing? Besides that, where in the door is the tail end of the menorah? The post? If here is the post. And here's the menorah. Right. Is it over here or is it over here? Okay, I'm not giving you parts. They have two posts. No. See, here's the post. Okay, here's the post. Right, we have over here the door. I'm in the street. Here is the street. You are indoors. Here's the door we come inside. Where's the mezuzah? On the right side of the entrance. Here's the street. I'm coming indoors. Here is the mezuzah. Where is the menorah going to go? On this side. Where? Bachutz. Maniach al Pesach beisami bachutz. So the menorah is going to be, here's my menorah, okay, sideways, 8 candles, going to go outside. Correct? Now, two questions. When I light the menorah, do I light the menorah facing the house? Or do I light the menorah standing here facing the street? L'chayra, you stand here and you face the street. The whole purpose is so small space. Okay, persumenis. Now, if I am facing the street, I'm facing the street, correct? Where is the rightmost part of the menorah? Over here. Away. That's no good. That's no good, because that's incorrect. So we've got a problem here. Why is it incorrect? Because it says in halacha, it has to be the tefach hasamuch lepesach. So why are you going to set yourself up for trouble and put your menorah here in the street on the left side of the mezuzah, on the left post, and stand facing the olam and put it over here? That's far away from the tefach. So what's the solution? I have two solutions for you. Either light the menorah facing the bayis. Right. Not so bad. Maybe it is bad. I don't know. This is questionable. What the Chazal have in mind? And then you come in close. Or another solution, you can face the world, which Luchar is what you're really supposed to do, to refarse in the nace, to refarse in the nace to the world, just move the menorah in the door.
Then it blocks the door.
So it blocks the door. It only blocks the door a little bit. Still, you have a very big door. How much are you going to block the door? Take a menorah, put it by the door. It's not going to block the whole door. It'll only block part of the door. So move it all the way over. Oh, it's all the way over. Now this ner is mamish samuch, is samuch lepesach. Got it? I got my menorah. It's in the door. I pushed it all the way up facing the olam, and it's mamish samuch. Now it's the second night of Chanukah. The mechaber says, "Oh, we got a problem here. What are we going to do now?" The mechaber says, "Oh, add another candle over here, which is going to be a little bit further away to the Pesach. It's going to be a little bit further away from the Pesach, from the post, on the left post, a little bit further away." And it's the new Nair. It's coming to show that the miracle has been intensified. The Rabbi says, how do you do that? Number one, it's not the Iker. The Iker is the first snare. And don't tell me about Kol Pina Shata Poina. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Sechet Tzach Levracha, says it's more than just that. He's adding this into the saying a chish, because it doesn't say this in the Gra. He's in it. It's because the first snare is the nair that is samuch lepesach. It also has that advantage. When you go away one more nair, you're going away from the Pesach. Let's make it simple. If you go, especially if you're lighting the nair is, let's say, facing the house, and you're lighting in this direction, each additional nair, you're moving away from the Pesach. You're moving further away from the Pesach. That Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach holds this to be a critical part of the Gros Cheshbon and why you should light the first snare. So we really have two reasons. So it seems like that's another interesting idea, which in Nechanami he talks about over here. He brings down from somewhere. Why don't we just say every night it's a new ball game? The Ikar Mitzvah is the second one. But it seems like that when you do the first night establishes with a miracle where it all saw what the Ikar is. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he's adding words into the Gra. The lumnus of the Gra is the first snare is the Ikar Kim HaMitzvah, because it's the nair that's Somuch LePesach. Those words are sacred for the nair to be samuch lepesach. When you go away from, by putting another nair, very nice. I have great respect for you, Mechaber, that the second nair intensifies the nace. And that's what Chanukah is all about, the intensification of the nace. But it doesn't take away from the sacred words of being mekayim the mitzvah, nair hasamuch lepesach. If we would not have this principle of nair hasamuch lepesach, maybe then the Gra would say to the Mechaber, I agree with you. The first nair is the Ikar, the second is a Tosafa, but the Tosafa is a Nechanami, what the miracle is all about. I might agree to you if you don't have in part of the equation the nair hasamuch lepesach. So along comes Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and he says, Bizman hazeh, how many of us light outside by the Pesach, by the Tefach HaSamuch LePesach? No one. At least in Chutz LiYaretz. I mean, I shouldn't say no one, but very, very few people are able to do this. For many reasons. Because, first of all, who says we even have a Pesach? The after a Pesach that's open to the Rosh Hashanah, a Pesach open to a Chutzah, it's very complicated to even construct the proper Pesach that fulfills all the criteria of what Chazal have in mind. So Rosh Hashanah says, we don't do it. Where's everyone lighting today? You're lighting indoors. You're lighting at the window. You're lighting the window. So you anyway don't have the Tefach HaSamuch LePesach. So you might as well follow the sheet of the Mechaber and ignore the Gra, even in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim, the Gra only said this whole lumdis only when you're being Mekayim the Tefach, that small space at Samuch LePesach. But in even Yerushalayim, most people can't fulfill that for various reasons, which we'll discuss at some point in time. Cannot be fulfilled. You're lighting indoors by the window. You're lighting indoors by the window, you remove from the Gra a critical chiluk of his Yesoid. So now you're just back with what's the Ikar and the Mechaber, which went out of his way uncharacteristically to tell you the time that every single night you intend intensifying the nes, and that's the ikar. So follow the mechaber, and that's taka. What the minig of the Reif Olam is to do is to follow the sheet of the mechaber into light the second night, the second air. But if in the chanami, if you're going to be mekayim the grow like the chazanish, in the chanami would be a taka good thing to do near samach lepesach.
How many places can they light outside because of the weather?
In a chanami, that's why we don't. There are many reasons why we don't do it today. The Chazal are discussing ideals. Halacha very often in the Torah, they discuss ideals, and then we have to work with those ideals and do the best that we can. Chazal, they don't do it. The Yishalayim is more of a problem. Okay, well, let's just discuss this point for a few moments. The problem is, it says in the Gemara that you're supposed to light the menorah. He's supposed to light the menorah on the tefach hasamach lepesach mibachutz uveshas hasakana. When there is a sakana, manichoi al shulchonoi v'dayoi. When you're in a matzav of sakana, when you can't go light it outside because the goyim will see, they'll come and they'll make trouble. So you put it on your dining room table. Nowhere in Chazal does it say to put it in the window. That doesn't exist in Chazal. That is a new thing which even the Mishnah Berurah takes note, is an innovation that has come to be in modern times. That's a new thing. Manich al Shulchanai, I told you this from the Tanker Rav. The Tanker Rav, he used to, until he was Nifter, he would light the menorah on the dining room table. Now, there's a very big debate if this concept of Manich al Shulchanai Vidayoi is only when there's a sakana, but when there's no sakana, maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah. Maybe in fact it's a bracha levatola to light indoors. It must be lit outdoors al tefach hasamach lepesach lechutz in order for people in the street to see. So believe it or not, it's a very big machlekes apayiskim. Rav Moshe holds that it's not ma'akev. Rav Moshe is a Das Yochid, in fact, it appears. Not Das Yochid, but Rav Moshe holds that lighting it indoors, this that Chazal said that when B'shas HaSakana you leave on your dining room table, it doesn't mean only when there's a Sakana. It means when it's not convenient, pretty much. It's not practical. And the proof of Moshe says, the Gemara did not use the word Tiknu. If lighting indoors would only be acceptable when it's a sakana, but when it's not a sakana, you'd be mechuyev to light outside, Chazal would have said, tiknu. They made a takana, that b'shashak sakana, you can light indoors. The fact that Chazal did not use that powerful expression indicates that sakana is just one example of a situation where it's not practical. Sakana is one example. There are other situations when it's not practical. The weather.
The physical structure.
The structure of the building. You live upstairs. You live on the 30th floor in a skyscraper. It's just cold outside. There's too much wind. It's raining outside. Or so on and so forth. It's not. This is the sheet of Rav Moshe. He holds that it's not such a big deal to light indoors. Other poskim, they strongly disagree with Rav Moshe. They are of the opinion that lighting indoors only acceptable in one situation, only sakana. If there is no sakana, it's a barucha. Some go so far to saying that it's mamish, a barucha levatola, to light indoors. B'shas atchak, lighting indoors by the window where it can be seen outside is also a geder fulfillment of presume nisa. But if you light indoors where no one sees, and there's no sakana, some hold it's a barucha levatola. Now, l'may nafkamina, in Eretz Yisrael, according to all the poskim, kemat, there's no sakana. It's not a geder sakana. Baruch Hashem, that much we've accomplished. The Medina Yisrael, even Neturei Karta, okay, I shouldn't say they probably would disagree with what I'm saying, but the Medina Yisrael has accomplished l'chol hadeis. There's no sakana in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a geder sakana. In the Mela, you don't have an excuse in Eretz Yisrael to light indoors. Tremendous chiddush. And that is why in Eretz Yisrael, all the B'nai Torah, all of them, are makbid to light outside. Not all, but a good part. And those who don't light outside, there's a hakpada, a very big hakpada, to light in a window where there's visibility to being outdoors. Because there is no such thing as sakana, no matter what the situation is. The fact that Eretz Yisrael were there, even talk about whatever you want to talk about the security situation, whatever security situation you want to discuss about, it's not again the sakana. There's no heter to light indoors when no one sees it. In Chutz Li'aretz, this is a debate. So there are places that want to say a chiddush that in Lakewood, in New York, in Borough Park, in Jewish communities where there's a very strong Orthodox presence, where we're mechazik each other, there's anti-Semitism, let's not kid ourselves, but there's a significant degree of community where we secure at least to light the menorah. You have the same obligation. Now it's not maybe not practical to light it outdoors because of the weather and because of the circumstances, but at least it upgrades. It upgrades the obligation to light it in the window where there is some degree of visibility to the Rishus HaRabim. Yet, now this is an amazing, amazing chiddush. Yet, let me tell you the name of the person who says this. However, this is a very big chiddush who says this. Abul Yashiv says this. Okay, Abul Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says that in Chutz Li'aretz, no matter where you are, no matter how good things are, you're always besakana. Don't get to it. It's an amazing chiddush. You're in America, you could have the whole police department working for you. The whole police department, the mayor, they're all standing out there at the Hanukkah lighting ceremony. If you light, so you say, you light indoors. You invite the mayor and the chief of police, the commissioner, to come to Hanukkah, and they have the whole police department, they have the army in the White House. Right? Let's say you light the menorah in the White House. In the White House. It's not under Sharam, it's private, the White House. Is it Bracha Levatala? Rabbi Yashiv says, no, it's not. Because in America, in Chutz Li'aretz, no matter how good it is, in Halacha, Chutz Li'aretz for a Jew is Sakana. Menela, there's no Hakpad in Chutz Li'aretz. It has to be lit outside, and even by a window. The whole Chumrah of lighting by a window is completely lightened.
Does it mean actual Sakana or potential Sakana?
Potential Sakana. That's enough. Chutz Li'aretz, a Makam Sakana for a Jew. It's an amazing insight. The Hadlokas Neros Chanukah, according to Rav Yashiv, has a whole, it's a whole different din in Chutz Li'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole different quality of the mitzvah. It's an amazing kiddush. Even when you're dealing with Lulav and Esrog, is there really a difference in Lulav and Esrog, Chutz Li'aretz and Men and Bizman Hazeh? It's the same. Come on, all the mitzvahs. They're not Tluyos Baretz. They're all the same. Yet, when you light Chanukah menorah, you should run to Eretz Yisrael to light Chanukah menorah because it's a whole different league. This is a real good Zionistic speech. It's a whole different darug of the mitzvah. Of there's a chiyuv of Bersumanisa, the tefach hasamuch lepesach mibachutz. If you can't do that, at least it has to be within the flavor of Bersumanisa. The Chutz Li'aretz will be together. Shas sakana manichoy al shulchanoy v'dayoy. Okay, so this is one yisod elamu yisod shulishem. We'll leave for what time? Can we do it? Then okay, so we'll leave for tomorrow.